This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Lil Tay went ham after that. She goes, "You're a scary ass bitch. If you have something to say, say it to me about me." Yep, TMZ Verified the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph. Happy post Coachella. Wild went for the first time, as you guys know.
We're going to tell you all about our Coachella experience later in the episode.
Aren't you excited?
Just know I'm dying, y'all. Like, I'm literally fucking dying. But we got some better stuff to talk about first, because there's some drama. There's some beef. First of all, I love when we can talk about beef and it ain't got nothing to do with black people. This ain't got nothing to do with us. We ain't in this. This is not our mess. JoJo Siwa and Lil Tay are feuding.
Ugh.
It's actually kind of good. We're also going to talk about, there is a woman in Brazil who did something that everybody's dragging her for online. It involved an alleged dead member of her family and a bank and a loan. But I don't see a problem with this.
That's where you're wrong. Move it along.
Okay. Euphoria. You watch Euphoria?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you won't be watching it anytime soon, because that is not coming back, at least for a while, according to Zendaya. Zendaya or Zendaya?
I thought it was Zendaya.
And lastly, last week, y'all, we was talking about Ryan Anderson.
And Jip-Jip.
And Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose and her estranged husband, Ryan Anderson.
Emphasis on estranged.
But can I said it last week. I said, yo, we only got half the story. Like, we only had the Gypsy side of the story. But now we got the Ryan side of the story. And honestly, the Ryan side of the story sound a lot more believable.
You ride too hard for him.
You on team Jip-Jip? Okay. I want to start with Lil Tay and JoJo Siwa, because of all the potential beefs that I thought were coming this year.
First and foremost, I almost called you Ryan. Just called you Ryan.
What?
Wild's foremost, favorite what? Influencer is Lil Tay. Like, full disclosure.
But like, it's like a love hate. It ain't like I don't really. So Lil Tay and JoJo have been in this, like, I don't even want to call it a feud, because it seems it's one-sided though, because JoJo hasn't really said anything. So in response to, JoJo released a single recently. It's called Karma. And I don't really want y'all to have to hear it, but for the sake of editorial fullness, I think we're going to play a little bit of it. This is what JoJo's song Karma sounds like.
Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never left around. When I saw the pics of you and her, I felt the night twist.
Disney Channel realness.
Oh, you was bopping your head to it during...
I like... Who said that's a bad thing?
All right. So once the JoJo song came out, everybody on the internet was like, this sounds like a Lil Tay track.
It does not.
No. Have you heard Lil Tay's new music?
Yes, I
like
have.
Like the pop Lil Tay?
Because of work. Let's clarify.
Okay.
Not the same.
And you call me a Lil Tay fan.
No, you ride or die.
Okay.
Lil Tay.
So once Lil Tay got wind that everybody was comparing Lil Tay and JoJo, see why Lil Tay came out and tweeted, "Wish I didn't just find out who this is. I wrote Sucker for Green myself." Referring to the fact that JoJo did not write Karma, because Karma was previously a Miley Cyrus song that JoJo took years later. So Lil Tay's being like, I'll write my own music. And she also goes, please don't mention me and her in the same sentence.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be compared to frauds. She calling.
She closed the conversation.
Yeah, but like, is JoJo really a fraud? I feel like the JoJo Siwa that we see, wacky, weird, and looking a hot ass mess, is truly who JoJo Siwa is.
I think that JoJo goes, okay, what's next for me to like be in the limelight? And then picks that.
All right, so let me give you JoJo's response. After Lil Tay's final tweet, JoJo essentially, she didn't respond directly. She did that thing people do where they like a tweet that somebody else said about somebody. So the tweet was, JoJo Siwa has a career. Lil Tay is just a meme and a pathetic one at that. And JoJo reportedly liked the tweet.
Facts.
I mean, honestly, though.
Lil Tay's, your best movement was like...
dying.
I didn't want to say it, so thank you so much for saying
it. We can say it because she ain't really dead.
Okay, like, but like that was the best.
That was the biggest thing Lil Tay did in the last 3 years.
When I think of Lil Tay, I think fake death, your dad's like craziness, and then the stack of pills.
Alleged.
Like,
this, we don't know if her dad's crazy. Her family's. We can say her family's.
Okay, your
craziness.
Family. And then her stack of money where she's like on the phone.
On the phone. But none of those things that you think, wow, what an amazing
talent.
Triumphant career. Voice of a generation.
But JoJo can dance.
JoJo can dance.
JoJo can like really, you know that kind of thing where they say you have to be kind of delusional to be famous?
Yes. She has that.
She
like,
gives that. Mm-hmm. She has it. You have that too. You do.
Well, thank you for telling me
in
that I have star
way.
Potential.
You do have
yes.
star potential.
I do.
There's
yeah.
a bit of delusion that you have to
you
have.
You have to have a little bit of life.
I don't have that. Like, I'm not star potential. You have it.
I'm sorry. You don't have dreams.
I don't want to be.
No, I'm fucking with
no, you. No, you know what I mean.
I get what you mean, though. Like, you got to have a little bit of cuckoo-ness.
You
got to
really have it.
That you could actually do
and it. And you either have it or you don't. You don't, like, you can't earn it. You can't learn it.
It's born delusional, then. Okay.
You know?
I don't know if that's a compliment.
It is.
All right. So, more with a story.
Wild to walk out of the Coachella house and be like, my outfit is the best here. And it's like, we all have very different outfits on. Like, who's the judge of the outfits? Because it's like, he will just come out full delusion. I am the best. I am perfect. And it's like, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, I just got to get back to this story so I can wrap this up. So once JoJo liked the tweet that basically said that JoJo has a career and okay. Lil Tay was a meme, Lil Tay went ham after that. She goes, you're a scary ass bitch. If you have something to say it to me about me. And then she goes on to say, and don't let those paid YouTube views and botted Spotify streams get to your head, you Madonna from Dollar Tree ass bitch. I'm not making that up. I am not, I swear it sounded like something I would make up.
I would say Toys R Us chic.
Like the Toys, like maybe like a Toys R Us Katy Perry? Like an Android
not,
Miley Cyrus?
She's not Dollar Tree.
Yeah, not Dollar Tree.
Toys R Us realness.
Okay.
JoJo Gibbs. That would have been a better tweet.
Like anytime you add bitch at the end of something, it really
good. Just hits.
Tips it off.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. I don't really have, we don't have much to talk about with
whose
that.
Whose team are you on?
Oh, who team am I on?
Lil Tay.
I think I'm on.
Guys, it's like crazy. Like, it's really insane. I'm on JoJo's side. She has talent. She like really like put the work in.
No, I mean, I'm like morally on JoJo's side, but just for hilarious entertainment purposes, I'm on Team Lil Tay all day, every day. You know, I like some Lil Tay.
Do you think there's going to be another fake death of hers in the future?
I think she got to like kill someone.
Oh.
Like, or like something.
If you were
like,
Lil
she has to, like, blow up
okay,
her
what question?
Though.
You're Lil Tay's manager tomorrow, 8 a.m. You start your shift. What's your next plan for her?
Blowing up the house.
I go, that's perfect. Killing all the family.
Not killing them.
Oh. Kidding. So okay. Just blowing it up.
Let's just move on.
That's good, though.
Okay. You like that?
Yeah, you'd be a great like manager.
Publicist. Okay. Mm-hmm. They hired me. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten. Steph.
What?
You watch Euphoria, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you sad that we haven't gotten the new season in 2 years?
Yeah, but like I just rewatch. My attention span's like, I forget.
So, Zendaya. The star Euphoria. Mm-hmm. She was on the red carpet for a movie premiere recently. She spoke to Variety and she basically was like, look, y'all, it's above me. Like, she don't know when the show's coming back. This is what she said.
Euphoria, will we see a third season?
I don't know. I am not in charge.
But you want it.
But of course, I if it's right for the characters and everything turns out the way it should, of course. But it's beyond me.
One day at a time.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
It doesn't sound like she wanted to come back to that.
No, it does.
You think so?
Yes, it sounds like she's like, listen, there's been like a lot of back and forth. I've seen a million emails come through and like I'm over it.
No, honestly, I watched that and I felt like she's like, look, I got other things going on. Stop asking me about that goddamn show. That was the vibe I got.
She's like, aren't I in a movie right now?
Yeah, but like, sis, don't nobody want to, what's she in?
Wild.
Tennis balls or something? What is it called?
You know, Wild.
Like, the Challenger.
Wild.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie. Have you?
No.
What's the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She has glasses on.
I'm just saying, all that to say, where the hell is Euphoria?
It's so good.
The Euphoria comeback is equivalent to like Rihanna dropping a new album. We don't know when it's coming. We ain't ever get it. They've been teasing it and they've been lying.
I think her answer was like really good. It was like, listen, I don't know. Shut up.
I think it was given.
And turn down the music in the back. Like, we're at a fucking interview.
Yeah.
We're on a red carpet.
Yeah,
DJ, turn it down.
Produce this carpet situation because event producers. But yeah, I'm a little salty about this. I feel like
I think like the longer they take, the better it'll be.
I think the longer they take, the greater the change will have to be for the show. Like, because they've already been out of this for a couple of years. So
yeah.
If they take any longer of a break, these kids are gonna be fucking 30.
Well, listen, you don't have Angus Cloud anymore.
You don't have Angus Cloud.
By far one of the biggest characters in the series.
Without a doubt, yeah.
So he's gone. Like, everyone else like needs to stay in there. And the longer you take to revamp it, the less
it's gonna be,
yes.
Yeah.
And then negotiating contracts because the amp's gonna be bigger for when it comes back.
These kids are rich now. Mm-hmm. They're all like super famous. I think Euphoria's done, y'all.
I don't think so.
I think we'll get like a reunion season 10 years from now.
I hate when people do that.
I know.
I hate when people make part twos of things, and I hate when people make like Incredibles 2. Like, no.
That was such a good movie. What are you talking about?
The first one's always better.
What? Everybody in the room is like, huh?
The first movie is always better.
I'm judging your movie.
The Gossip Girl reboot, horrible.
I would never watch that. So didn't even watch the first one. Definitely.
Oh, you love Gossip Girl.
No, I never told you that. I know damn well I ain't never tell you that.
No, you would love it. I'm telling you that.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
You think I'm gonna watch a show about a bunch of white girls, rich white girls running around the city?
You'd love it.
Mm-mm, can't relate.
You would love
can't
it.
Can't relate. All right. I want to move on to... I like to say that sometimes when you get a story and you only get half of the story, you need to wait for the other half of the story before you can formulate an actual opinion on something. And that's where we are with Gypsy Rose.
Not always.
And that's where we are with Gypsy Rose and Ryan Anderson.
This is a good episode because we're not agreeing on literally anything.
All right. So Gypsy Rose and Ryan Anderson, Gypsy announced that she was separating from Ryan last week. She filed for divorce recently. Around that same time, we got photos of Gypsy and her ex-boyfriend, Ken, gallivanting around town.
Outside of Dollar Tree, smoking a cig, under Lana Del Rey era.
At a tattoo parlor together, but at the time, Gypsy, like, or sources close to Gypsy, emphasized that.
Just friends.
Just friends. Just cool.
No one believes that.
Nothing going, exactly. However, now, Ryan Anderson, Gypsy's estranged husband. You know,
emphasis on estranged.
He is strange. Ryan is coming out, or sources close to the situation, have basically been like, it wasn't a caveat of things that led to this. What Gypsy was saying was like, Ryan was a
hoarder of food.
A hoarder of food.
Didn't like treat her right when it came to like financial decisions and things.
Right. Claimed that he was like controlling in senses. Like basically
didn't
like.
Didn't want her to talk to her family a lot. Like a lot of things.
Created this whole narrative about Ryan and why their relationship split. And obviously we don't know because we aren't in a relationship. But this is just what we got now. But now. Sources close to Ryan are being like, no, that's all bullcrap. The reason why the relationship fell through is because Gypsy started getting phone calls from her ex, Ken. And Ryan's like, ever since her and Ken reconnected, their marriage started to like fizzle and have problems.
Here's my honest thoughts.
That's way more believable than us to be expecting she left her man because he got extra snacks in the fridge.
Okay.
Would you leave your man if he hoarded snacks?
Again, there's rumors everywhere. Was it about money? Was it about his controllingness? Was it about, like, snacks? We don't know. Like, we really don't. Like, it's just all hearsay. And I think the real truth here, in my honest opinion,
yes.
is that Kenny Ken called. She goes, hey, Ken.
Hey,
big head. And then he's also hoarding snacks and, like, not letting her see her family as much. And there's, like, a really big mixture here where, like, I don't think it's as over the top where, like, he's hoarding like crazy, like we need divorce, in his room right? Or something, but right. Maybe it was something that irked her, and then like it's just a.
And then the other option called, and she goes, "You know what? I'm gonna go with
you." Know who's cuter?
And she went with Ken.
Mm-hmm. But Ken's gonna break her heart, in my opinion.
Well, I mean,
I hope not. Yeah. Remember, Jip Jip, West Hollywood, me, you, wild.
So we should also say that like Ken and Gypsy, remember they were previously engaged. This is while she was in jail. This is before she even met Ryan. So Ken and Gypsy met before she got with Ryan.
And they broke up because he couldn't handle like the limelight.
That's not actually
the truth. And then the documentary, that's what they said.
That's what they said in the documentary. Correct. However, sources close to Ken have told us that it wasn't because of the limelight or because of Gypsy's found fame. He wanted to give Gypsy some time and space to grow as she was getting released from prison soon. And then once she came out, he wanted to give her time and space to grow. That's what Ken is saying. It's what caused their initial breakup. And I feel like when people start giving you, like revising the history about why they had issues the first time, it's because they're about to get back together and they don't want
they need a better story.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In the documentary, Gypsy's family was very adamant. Like they broke up because Ken didn't like the limelight of her being, you know, a public murderer of her mother. And that was really emphasized in the documentary. Now they're changing the story because they're probably going to get back together.
They're probably going to get back together. You know how you're about to get back together with somebody. So you got
And you go, you sit down with your friends and you go, listen, guys, when we broke up, he only cheated 4 times, not the 7. I know we like ran around town and we like hated her. It was only 4.
You guys start like warming everybody back up to it. Like, oh,
he bought me roses.
He actually ain't that bad, y'all. Like, oh, okay. So, I mean, shout out to Gypsy and Ken.
Right, because that sounds really good. Like, if he was breaking up with her to, like, let her, like, ease into real life without a boyfriend. Because, yeah, I think everyone, I'm going to vote for America.
Okay.
We all thought maybe she shouldn't be married right when she gets out of prison just to adjust to normal life because she never had, like, a normal upbringing.
By the way, they hate when we defend or gloat about Gypsy Rose at all.
Who's they?
The people that watch this show on YouTube.
Really?
They're always in the comments
why?
Like, y'all ain't shit. Always clapping for this murderer. Like,
okay, yes, she murdered her mom.
Okay, why are you clapping for her all the time?
Because I think that if I was in that situation, you only have a couple options. Option A, option B, option C.
Okay, let's move on before we say something too crazy. There is a woman. I go, speaking of. No. There is a. We're not doing that. There is a woman.
Start over.
All right. There is a woman in Brazil who got arrested after she took her dead uncle to the bank to try to get a loan allegedly in the dead uncle's name. The video of this, y'all. It is the craziest thing in the world. You see, first of all, this presumably dead body in a wheelchair, like, being rolled into the bank. You see the woman like trying to communicate to the uncle who's presumably dead. The video was taken by a teller in the bank. So this is all, and this happened in Brazil. So we're just kind of piecing together information from local reports. Apparently she was trying to get a loan for about $3,400 and she was going to get her dead uncle to sign for the loan, but he had only just died a few hours before. So she said, well, oh crap. Let me take him to the bank to get him to sign for the loan.
One last field trip.
One last hurrah. Okay. I don't know a lot about laws. Obviously, I just do this.
What are you going to say?
I just feel like, what is that? Do they be collecting debt from dead people?
Yes.
How? Who are they going to get it from? Jesus?
The family.
I don't think you could just...
You have to pay for a funeral. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, but like if I...
A casket is like $100,000.
All right. So if my... I don't have any, all my grandparents have unfortunately died, so I'm just going to use them. So if one of my dead grandparents.
Rest in peace.
I go, R.I.P. if one of my grandparents is about to die, right, and they got a personal loan, and then they died, what, they going to come after me for the loan?
Yes.
Like, no, I don't think they do that.
They do. Are you new in
if
America?
Somebody let us know in the comments, like, if you die.
And maybe I'm stupid, but I don't think so. I think they do come after you.
Probably like insurance money and things like that. Like if you had like life insurance or anything like that. But like if the guy don't have life insurance and he doesn't have many assets.
But I also think we're talking about two different things. She took him there to sign off on a loan she needed. This has nothing to do with his leftover debt.
But that's what
correct
I'm
me if I'm wrong.
But if he
she
signs,
goes, I need that Mercedes tomorrow.
But if he signs for the loan, like the loan is technically in his name.
Correct. So if he's, she doesn't have to deal with it.
That's what I'm saying. That's my question. Like
I don't know.
We need a lawyer in here. Like if you die, literally, what happens?
I don't know.
What happens to the debt?
But what I'm trying to tell you is that she, it seems like, based off reports, mm-hmm. that she needed money for something.
Something or another.
Okay.
Correct.
And then she brought Unky Unk to the bank and goes, sign here because your ass is going to be dead tomorrow. You're already dead now, but.
He was literally.
In the storyline she brought up in her head, you're going to be dead tomorrow. You won't have to deal with it. I won't have to deal with it. Hurrah. And maybe, just maybe. She knew he was going to kick the sack soon. Can you, mm-hmm. Is that a saying? Kick the sack?
Kick the sack? Yeah, they know.
Okay. I'm going to kick the sack soon, so I'm just going to sign here for you.
So authorities have confirmed that the victim's name, his name is Paulo Roberto Braga. He was, in fact, dead for hours before
From
he was...
From what?
I don't know. He was an old man.
Did
it
she
could have
kill
been
him?
A myriad of, no, I don't think so. Could have been a myriad of things, but they confirmed that he was dead for hours before he was wheeled into the bank on Tuesday.
Wheeled.
They have to add the wheeled into the bank on Tuesday part. This is really sad. We're not laughing at someone dying. We're just laughing at how ridiculous
it is.
No,
I'm laughing at how
that
crazy
she,
it
yeah,
is
like,
that
come
she would
on.
Choose this.
And in the video, she's
your
like,
uncle died and you're taking
but
him
But she's
there?
Like, hold your head up, uncle.
That's what I'm saying.
And like
one
trying to put the pen
trip.
In his hand. Come on, you got to sign here, uncle. And then they go, he doesn't look okay. She goes.
They go, he smells like dead flesh.
She goes, you always smell like that. Okay. All right, so this is going to be our last episode before we get canceled.
No, that's what I was just about to say. They're going to watch this and be like, done.
How was Coachella for you, Steph?
You were with me.
Okay, the people weren't.
Okay, we had such a great time. We went with a bunch of coworkers. It was such a vibe. It was Wild's first time.
It was my first time.
And he really went. You should have followed him on Instagram. I feel bad for you.
Yes.
If you and he's not a highlighter guy where he like puts it in the highlights.
Yeah, no, I won't be in the highlights.
You need to watch immediately.
If you didn't watch it 24 because
there is some footage in there of me that I don't like. I asked politely, can we delete? It was no.
I was going to say because a lot of that stuff can only be viewed for 24 hours.
Maybe can we delete this?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I even tried to do a little.
You did. You did. It
and
didn't
it
work.
Was no.
It was really bad. We had a lot of fun though.
It was so.
I'm going every year until I move out of Los Angeles.
No, until you pass away.
Who was your favorite act at Coachella?
Don Summit. Dom Dalla.
Ooh, I saw.
Just tell
my honest
truth.
Review. I didn't like John Summit the first night.
Okay,
so.
He's stupid because everything always is Dom Dalla and John Summit
yeah,
together.
And it was trash.
It wasn't trash. It was just not as good as when they do it themselves.
Exactly.
They can control like all their little like.
Right.
And when I tell you, everyone roast Wild in the comments. He was gonna go. How embarrassing is this? He was gonna go to Doja Cat over John Summit.
I would have much rather.
That's so embarrassing for you.
I would have much rather saw Doja Cat than John Summit.
If
y'all saw John Summit on Sunday or Friday, y'all would have been like, yeah, I'm not
okay,
going back to
this. Okay, but how good was
Sunday.
It? Aren't you glad
though.
You went?
Yeah, but I stayed for my friends and not for John Summit. God, what have you done? We are also now, well, Steph's been.
What?
But I am now the hugest Chapel
the
fan.
The biggest.
What's wrong with saying huge?
Okay.
I'm not the biggest. I am now the biggest Chaperone fan.
She is by far the most up-and-coming pop star in the nation.
We literally are
I'm obsessed.
I'm currently harassing her team right now for her to come on Verified, yo.
Chaperone, if you see this,
please
come on
please.
Verified. I saw you at Fletcher's concert, and when I love Fletcher, love you, Fletcher, but I literally was like, I kind of just wish it was her concert.
Just like,
yeah, she was that good. And then I went to your own concert by yourself, and so I think I manifested your Coachella performance.
Okay, can you manifest her ass in this building?
Okay, right on it.
All right, we got to get out of here. Chapel, we'll see
Chapel,
you.
Chapel, I love you so much.
We go, please. Call us.
Us at the Abbey.
All right.
We didn't get our phone stolen, by the way, at Coachella.
We did not.
We did not.
No. All right, we still got our phones. We still got our wallets.
Yep.
Cherry Hill.
That's Wild's new thing. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, my God.
Either.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye.